You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 154, the sun will be darkened. Today's challenge. In his discourse about the destruction of the temple, Jesus said, "The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken." Mark 13, 24-25. Compare Matthew 24:29 and Luke 21:25. That sounds like the destruction of the cosmos, so Jesus prophesied falsely. Today's defense. The imagery Jesus used doesn't imply the end of the world. Some understand the imagery as familiar phenomena, like a solar eclipse, the sun darkening, a lunar eclipse, the moon not giving light, or a meteor shower, the stars falling. If Jesus merely meant that these would occur before the temple's destruction in AD 70, he wasn't predicting that the world would end. However, there's another understanding. The prophets often use cosmic cataclysm language to announce God's judgment on a people. See, for example, Isaiah 13:10, Ezekiel 32:7, Amos 8:9, etc. Thus, Isaiah 13 contains an oracle against Babylon that says, "The stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light." Verse 10. "And God will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place." Verse 13. The oracle also makes clear how the judgment on the Babylonians will be accomplished. God says, "I am stirring up the Medes against them." Verse 17. This conflict and others the prophets predicted using similar language were long over by Jesus' day, and none involved a literal cosmic cataclysm. Thus, the language was seen for what it was, a poetic expression of what the experience of living through the judgment would be like. For those experiencing it, it would be as if the sun and the moon darkened and the stars fell from the sky. Further, some saw the celestial bodies as symbols of the rulers of the people who would quake and lose their positions in the turmoil. It's no surprise to find Jesus using the same language describing the coming judgment on Jerusalem at the hands of the Romans. Tip. The prophet's language has been understood this way for a long time. See the work of the 12th century Jewish scholar Moses Maimonides in his book Guide for the Perplexed, 2:29.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.